WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead. You got WRWB 489 here.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing, Mike?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Hold on. Oh, we got somebody trying to interfere here. I think I recognize the voice, too. That's great. We got a jammer on the GMRS there, Mike.
On 1 at QRM.
I'll give him a second to identify. He's actually got 15 minutes to do that, I guess, so I don't want to jump the gun. He may identify. Well, anyways, what's going on today, Mike? Much?
Besides work, nothing much. Just work. Roger.
The way of the world for most people.
I don't know if it's your radio or someone's kind of keying there with you, but they're blowing in their mic.
Don't know. I can't hear when I'm transmitting, so. Nothing would surprise me. He's making a name for himself out here. I'll fix that. Give me a minute. WSHM 738.
Copy.
All right, we'll try that there, Mike. How's that?
No, that's fine there. Everything seems to be okay now.
Yeah, looks like we got a little game player in there this morning. And I recognize the voice. Hey, so I meant to ask you, you've been threatened with somebody jamming your receiver with a GMRS jammer. Has that happened yet? Obviously not. You're still hearing here pretty good, right?
Yeah, I can still hear you, but yeah, I was, well, that subject had come up with an individual. He had, threatened he was going to do that because he didn't like me for some odd reason. I don't know why, but, you know. And I just told him, well, you do that, that'll jeopardize your other license. So.
Yeah, well, you let me know if that happens. You just call me on the phone if you get some jammer in your receiver over there. You just let me know.
Yeah, I don't see the point of, you know, doing malicious things like that to people. Just so they can jeopardize your, license. Especially when they hold two licenses. Oh, man, well, what's the sense in that, you know? Kids.
Yeah, 41 degrees, Mike, 41 degrees.
Yeah, it's weird weather, you know, especially for May. But there was one year my parents and I and my sister, we were camping in the UP, and here it was, middle of June, and we're in Munising wearing jackets because there's, you know, frost on the ground.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. What's the date today, the 19th or 20th? I lost track, so kind of crazy. Michigan. Yeah, gotta love it.
Right now it's the 20th. But isn't that something? May 20th and we're still getting fall-like weather.
Yeah. Well, we get through this week. I mean, things are apt to get, you know, back to 75 plus. So, anyways, it is what it is. Part of living in Michigan, of course.
Yeah, pretty much.
Without revealing too much, how'd your little visit go last night?
Everything was kosher.
Alright, that's good. You got about 7 minutes to ID, or I'm going to ID for you.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
Alright, we got a station monitoring there, Mike.
Go ahead, they're breaking station. This is WRWB 49.
I think he said he was just monitoring.
That jammer. And that's pretty concerning.
Oh yeah, he got in there and said something, so I recognized the voice. He didn't ID yet. He's got about 6 minutes to do that, or he's illegal, jeopardizing his wife's call sign.
Yeah, that's not good. Just for fun, huh?
Well, some people you can't give radios to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, copy that. I heard some, I don't know, when I first got on a few months ago, I heard somebody come on and they were just joking around and pretty much just everybody ignored them and they went away.
Yeah, well, I just can't get past the people that come up here and want to act like they're in their natural habitat. I don't get it. But anyways, where are you located? I'm over here like in the northern reaches of Detroit here on I-75.
Copy that. I'm Saginaw. This is WSAA 336. Chuck is my personal.
Chuck, nice to meet you. That's Mike and I'm Paul. So Mike, go ahead and pick it up.
I'm just over here, my QTH, over here in Clinton Township. And just on a HT, nothing fancy. But getting back to that other topic, yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, you got team players that just come out here, want to maliciously, you know, jam, thinking it's okay. But, you know, it's not good when some of these people that are, you know, doing it hold two licenses. Does that make any sense? I don't know. I guess I'll send it back to you there, Saginaw.
No, it does not make any sense at all. It's just, I don't know why somebody would do it, to be honest.
Well, it's the same type of person that shouldn't get a ham license, neither, because you know what they do there, too.
Yeah,
well, anyways, I don't know. I think we're going up to 61 and today, I think, looks fairly clear, so I'm not sure if that trend is going to continue. 61 won't be so bad with the sun out, I guess. We'll have to see how it goes here.
Yeah, you guys doubled.
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
What I was saying was, what do you expect when you drop the price down from, $75 back in the day down to $35? That's what you get, you know. Anyway, back to you, Paul.
Yeah, I can make a parallel to that, Mike, is when they dropped the Morse code for an amateur radio license, same thing happened, an influx of trash, really, but not all of them, just some of them, open up the floodgates a bit. Anyways, all right, I'm going to jump out of here. I got to make a quick stop here in a couple of minutes, so I'll say good morning to you guys. Have a good one. I see we're just about at 5:50, so it's almost time to ID. Anyways, you guys have a good morning, and we'll catch y'all later. WSHM 738.
All right, there. We will catch you later. WRWB 49. Saginaw Station, you want to pick it up?
Yeah, sure. That was a call. 738.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah. People used to saying the numbers out here, but I'm used to just delivering the whole call sign. So that's, WSHM 738. Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, and you have a nice day.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township Mobileye. Good morning to all on this crisp Tuesday morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. I heard Chuck out there too. WSAA 336. Good morning. This is WSID 817 monitoring. Morning, Mike. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, good morning out there. We got WRWB 49.
Go ahead, Mike.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, at my destination, so I'll catch you later this afternoon on the ride home from work. Have a wonderful day, y'all. Claire.
Go ahead, 817. Oh, hey, Chuck. I just wanted to pop in and say good morning. I'm still drinking my coffee. Just got the dogs to roll out of bed finally, and I just wanted to pop in and say good morning to you. I'm feeling a little bit better today, so I'm just gonna be monitoring here for a minute. But if you want to chat more about going on camping trips and whatever, I'll be down for that later. WSID 817. Yeah, I'm going to be pretty busy today, but I'll try to sneak in there later. You have a great day, Mike. WSAA 336. Go ahead, other Mike.
Yeah, I'm still in here. What a some morning, man. You know, the weather we're having.
Yeah, it's nice to work outside in, but, I prefer 70.
Yeah, it is weird, I mean, this time of year. But then again, it's Michigan. What do you expect?
Yeah, copy that. I remember back when, I think it was 81, that Mount St. Helen erupted, and we had a cold summer, I think mostly 60s, and then there was a couple days that shot up warm, but yeah, it was pretty much all summer because of the smoke and soot and everything that went in the atmosphere. It was pretty weird.
Yeah, I wasn't born yet, but I did hear about that.
What's your call sign again?
Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo, 489.
Thank you. Yeah, I've heard you all here lots of times. And just never chatted with you. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, I'm usually out here mainly in the mornings, sometimes in the afternoon or evening hours, but mainly just in the mornings when I come out here and transmit that. Maybe I'll get out here, you know, more in the evenings, but if I ever get time. I'm always working, so.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to juggle everything. I've done that before.
Well, I'm sure up there where you're at now, it's a little cooler.
Is what the radar is saying.
Yeah, because my sister lives up in Burt, and she was saying that, you know, it was about that 10, so.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. My grandpa used to live in Burt, and I got a couple buddies that live in Burt that I used to work with.
Yeah, it's one of those little, you know, one-light towns. Not much in it, you know, except for, well, you got the bar. That's about it at the end of Birch Run Road.
Yeah, it's pretty tiny. I don't think I've went to town very often. This was years ago. I was just a little kid. I don't remember a whole lot about it, but, yeah, it is a dinky little town for sure.
Yeah, she's been up there for over 10 years now, so, and she likes it up there, which, you know, I can understand why. No traffic, cheaper taxes, more acreage.
Yeah, those are all good things. I'm going to have to sneak out of here. This is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, there. You have yourself a good day. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSDM 993, portable monitoring.
WSID 817, how you doing? Alright, no answer from 993 is this WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
20336 WSBM 993 mobile.
Morning, Chad. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing pretty good, Chuck. 1 second. Yeah, doing pretty good there, Chuck. Just getting my morning started right now, getting some coffee here at McDonald's. Just getting it started. Got to go take a friend somewhere real quick.
Yeah, copy that. Kind of chilly out there this morning.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hopefully maybe it'll warm up some today, but who knows? Michigan weather, like, you know, never know. But, yeah. My new TV20 should be here today sometime. Replacement warranty radio. So that'll be good. Any plans for today, my friend, or just taking it easy, or?
Mom's got an appointment this morning, and then I'm going to be over at the workwear store. Do you know where that is on Michigan?
Roger, Roger. Yeah, definitely I know where that's at. I've never been in there. I'm 44 years old and never been in there my entire life, but sounds like a pretty cool, interesting place to go into. Never, like I said, never been in, but maybe it's something worth checking out one of these times. But they got different, like, shirts and different things you can get customized there and different stuff like that, don't they?
Yep, Roger that. Give me a call later, and I'll be around there. Just shout out to me if you're going to be around there. It won't be till later.
Well, unfortunately, I would love to do that today, but I've got a pretty pretty full schedule today, unfortunately. Got an appointment, got some places to go to today to take a couple of my friends' places, but what time are you thinking, maybe?
I should be there by about 11, but it all depends on my mom's appointment.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I got an appointment at 10:30. I don't think I'll be out of that appointment in enough time there. But appreciate the offer there for sure. Might have to take a rain check on this time, but we'll definitely be getting together here soon, hopefully to meet or whatever, hopefully.
Sounds real good, Chad. Hey, you have a great day, and be safe out there, and this will be WSAA 336 monitoring after your final.
Happy that, my friend. Safe travels to you today out there on the road, and all is well, and we'll definitely do it again for sure. You take care also. Hope everything goes well with your mom today with her appointments and all that too as well. So I'll be sending prayers and praying for you guys too as well. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
Always appreciate the prayers. Thank you.
Good morning, Chad. Good morning, Chuck. WSGU 844.
Morning there, Sherman 844, WSBM 993 mobile, copy.
Morning 844.
Hey, you both have a great day. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Copy that, you too. You have a great day also.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Have a good one. WSGU 844.
And you also there, Sherman, WSBM 993.
Chad, WSGU 844 will be on the monitoring side.
All right, I heard Chad, I heard Mr.
Mr. Sherman, I heard Paul, I heard Chuck. Good morning, fellas. I haven't heard from WSFC 793. This is WSID 817. Dave, are you out there? Alright, no answer from 793, Dave. This is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
Good morning, everybody. WSB 462 wishing you all a wonderful day out there today as I'm on my way into work.
Good morning, and you have yourself a great day as well. WRFB 258.
I don't think I've heard from Tim in a couple of days. I'm looking for WRNW 329. Is Tim out there? This is WSID 817.
Morning, 217.
Right,
you got a copy on
the
entire watch.
But against 2844. 817, clear and monitoring.
Good morning, 817, WSCU 844. Heard you out there. I'm getting the truck washed. If you got a copy on me, over.
Copy that 844, I can hear you. If you're in the car wash, that's pretty good. You're coming in real clear. How are you doing this morning? Good morning.
Doing good. Doing good. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. I woke up a little early this morning feeling a little bit energetic. So couldn't wait to turn my radios on, throw my call sign out there, and see who else is having a good morning. I'm, you know, I'm almost finished with my second cup of coffee, and yeah, I can feel it. It's going to be a great day. A little chilly, though.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I overheard you in a conversation a day or two ago that you work at animal shelter there in Saginaw, and then you worked a parts distributor or something also?
Copy that. I volunteer at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter. I don't work there. I don't get paid to go there. I just volunteer there on the weekends. But professionally, I'm a IT professional, I'll say. A computer nerd. I'm a coder. I support a myriad of things at a major manufacturer.
Roger, roger. Well, I'm proud of you. I volunteer for animal shelter. Don't have enough of those people. So, yeah, appreciate what you do. We rescued a great Pyrenees a few weeks ago from a bad environment. So, hats off to you, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it's very rewarding to do it, too. I mean, those dogs are just, they're just pining for attention and treats, and I mean they get fed plenty, don't get me wrong, but you know, they just don't get outside as much as they should, and they don't get enough interaction with people or other dogs. But we are working on that. They have play groups during the week, and so there are some dogs that are outside almost all day. Now, this is a new thing, but some of them are outside all day in a play group because it's, historically it's always been one person per dog, but now we're starting to spread the ratio out a little bit. Great. Yeah, it's,
roger that, WSGU.
We're getting better
for radio ID.
You know,
that's
with, the, with the average day, too, is coming down from, like, I think maybe a couple hundred days down to closer to 100 or 150 days, which is a huge goal of the, you know, of the shelter, because we're trying to get it below 100 days, but you know the environment may not be perfect, but everybody's doing the best they can, and I think that's what's important. Everybody's there to help.
Yep, I copy that. I think overheard 305 does the same thing.
Yep, roger, roger. Yeah, Lori, she, actually, I met Lori through a friend. I've had a friend since the second grade, and he married his wife. I became friends with her, and Lori, you know, so I met Lori through a friend, and I always knew that she's been volunteering at the shelter for years, but I've only been recently getting into it, maybe for the past 3 or 4 months. Well, what is it? It's May now, and I think I started in January. I handed in my paperwork to do it in November of last year, and I never heard from the director until I talked to Lori about it, and she's like, well, just come in with me, and we'll just start doing it. So that's what I did. I had to go through orientation later.
Copy that. The car wash, so hopefully let it air dry here on the way to work.
I copy that. I'll let you drive safely, so I'm going to be continuing to listen. I usually log into work around 7:30 or so, so I got another 45 minutes of listening. So I'll let you go drive and drive safely. Have a fantastic day. This is WSID 817.
Roger, roger. Yeah, good talking to you there, Mike. That shows that I have 28 more minutes to go before I get to work. M53 looks like it's backed up even before 59 on the map here. So I'll take the back way through Old Van Dyke. I hate sitting on bumper-to-bumper traffic. So have yourself a great day. Stay safe, and maybe we'll talk to you on the other side. WSGU 844, and we'll be clear and monitoring also.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
USBM 993 mobile monitoring. Station unreadable. I'm not able to make your transmission out at all. Staticky. Not able to read you. Sorry.
WSHC 972. Radio check, please.
Station 972, station 972, WSBM 993. I can hear you a little bit better. Still a little staticky or whatever, but you're definitely making it in there, and I can hear you.
I have a new antenna for the vehicle.
I can hear you. It's a little rough, but you're coming in.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I put the antenna back on the handheld. All right, what's your 20, by the way?
You actually sound a lot better now there, my friend. Actually sound a lot better now. The name is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Call sign is WSBM 993. I'm located in Saginaw, Michigan, off of the Saginaw repeater. Whereabouts are you?
I am in Westland, down by 275 and 94 area. And this is Walt, new to GMRS.
Russ, well, welcome to the GMRS community. We're glad to have you out here, my friend. Definitely look forward to talking to you more. Sounds great. Definitely welcome to the GMRS community. Yeah, you're making it in okay. Like I said, a little rough, but you're making it.
WSID 817, back to monitoring.
USBM 993 portable monitoring.
WSHC 972, radio check.
Copy that, station 972. Pretty clear on the first transmission, and then that transmission was a little bit diesel-y. This is WSID 817.
All right, copy that. Just checking out antennas.
I'm gonna guess Detroit, because I've heard other people talk about that sound from the Detroit repeater.
Yes, I am on the Detroit repeater. I am in Westland. I am all new to this GMRS, and I got my old power meter out today, but it was Nagoya GMRS. It's terrible.
Copy that. I could hear your transmission, but that diesel sound is pretty tremendous. I copy that you're coming in from Westland. I'm a little bit familiar with Metro Detroit, as I I've had to work down there in the past, so I'm coming at you from the Saginaw repeater.
Coming in loud and clear.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm able to hit it. I'm inside the house. I've got a Nagoya 771G in here. So I usually get through the walls and roof to hit the repeater. I'm not too far away from it either. So, yeah, I'm pretty new to GMRS as well. So, I'm just kind of enjoying the hobby, trying to learn as much as I can and listen as much as I can.
Copy that. I'm about 30 miles west of downtown Detroit.
Very cool. Welcome to the GMRS community for one. And I hope to hear you call your sign out every once in a while. I'm on here fairly often, so. I gotta get back to work here in a minute, but I'll wish you a fantastic day, and like I said, welcome, and this is WSID 817.
Copy that, 817. Yes, I've just been in retirement mode. It'll be almost 2 years.
Copy that. Yeah, I look forward to retirement. I'm enjoying the working life as it is. I like being challenged, and I like working on things and being busy. So, but I'm a ways off yet. So, congratulations on retirement. I hope you enjoy it. There's plenty of people on here to talk to. So. I'm gonna get back to work, get back to monitoring here in a minute. Have a fantastic day, 73. This is WSID 817. Station 817, copy that. Greg, how you doing this morning?
Oh, doing pretty good. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm hanging in there, running a bunch of tests at work, and I don't know, trying to troubleshoot, investigate a little bit, but I'm doing pretty good.
Want to pass some information along to you. I know you said you got a DMR radio. There's a new website or a new app out there. It's called DVREF. DV like digital voice, REF.com. And the guys just started that up for, it's kind of like a repeater book. I don't know if you have repeater book, but it's a great app for looking up repeaters. but this one is designed just for digital stuff. So I haven't looked at all the information on there, but there's a lot of good information on there if you're looking for digital repeaters.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad you reached out about that because I have questions about, just a couple of questions about DMR. Like, I've got two 2-meter repeaters that are near me and then a DMR repeater. And then the 70-centimeter repeaters are all 10 or more miles away from me. So I'm having a heck of a time trying to talk on the 70-centimeter, but I can hit the 2 meters, no problem. Yeah, I am interested in DMR. I got a DMR radio in the mail yesterday, and I failed to ensure that it came with a programming cable, so I have no I have a plug. I have an initial plug I want to put on it, but no programming cable. So if anybody's listening and they got a Redivis HD1 or HD2, you know, if they're the same cable, it's a Redivis HD. If anybody's listening and they got a programming cable, they can let me borrow for 30 seconds. That'd be fantastic. But go ahead, Greg.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing worse than getting a new radio and not having a cable to program it. I've done that a couple of times on a couple of HDs and had to order one up on Amazon and wait a day or two, but that one I can't help you with. So I just thought I would pass that information along to you.
Copy that, Greg. Can you repeat that website? I got, is it echovictorromeoechofoxtrot.com?
No, it's Delta Victor reference.com. Delta Victor.
Copy that. I got it pulled up now. Thank you so much for letting me know about it. And the one question that I have about DMR programming is that is it standard procedure to have a channel for a DMR frequency slot 1 and then another channel for the same DMR frequency slot 2?
You know, I'm not sure. I never wrote a code plug, so I'm working off C4FM to cross mode to DMR, so I haven't had to write a code plug. That I can't help you with.
That's all right. I did find a good YouTube video last night that I turned on when I got in. I turned it on when I got into bed and I fell asleep listening to it. And he did cover zones and using the different slots. I think that he had a different channel for each of the slots. So that way he doesn't have to go into settings and change slots. So I'm trying to figure out the easiest way to operate this thing. But yeah, I got this brand new DMR. Can't do anything with it. It sucks.
Okay, Mike, I just thought I'd pass that along. I know you were getting that DMR radio. I don't have a DMR radio. I have Yeezy, which is System Fusion. So I just, like I said, I do cross-moding and haven't had to write a plug yet, so I can't help you there. But all right, my friend, I'll back out of here. Good talking with you. WSGH922 will be clear.
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much for the information. I'll let you know that I've been working on my code plug here and there. I have it up on a website called GitHub. That's GitHub.com. And if you search for my ham call sign on there, you can see all the different channels and frequencies and tones I got plugged in there. But, yeah, I'll go back to the monitoring side. Thank you so much for the information. Have a fantastic day, 73s. This is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
218, station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WRZX 218, good morning, Jack.
Good morning, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good. My, no, that kind of sucks, don't it?
Yeah, it is. No sunshine, then gloomy weather out there, the wind blowing. I don't know, they say it's going to rain, and you're not going to get no more than 58 degrees today.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I was just out here killing these bird feeders. Hummingbirds probably took off back down south. They said, hell with this state. Roger.
You know, that's what they say. I have a bird feeder here. I haven't seen any this morning. It was too cold for them.
That's what I'm saying. I'm out here putting great jelly in my Baltimore Orioles. I got three of them. The orange and black birds, you know. They come in. They're nesting around here somewhere because they're quite frequent. They come by there. So we're just feeding them, and they act pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Again?
Any word on that 600?
Yeah, it's working. I can hit it with the harvest now, no trouble. I'm thinking because now we're getting into summer, propagation is happening, so it's picking up, and I'm getting my return signal back from it too. So I don't need that Yagi to reach it no more. Roger.
Roger that. Any word, Michigami?
No, not yet. A couple of weeks ago, I heard their repeater identification, but I haven't heard nothing since. I got a lot of diesel in coming up at Detroit this morning.
And that was just always like that, any hour in the morning. Roger.
Yeah, no, copy that. Seems a little extra. Seems a little extra heavy for you, though. But, you're not in your mobile, are you?
Because I'm far away from it. I'm way far, about maybe, they say about 25 miles away from Detroit repeater.
That's how far I'm away too. Can you hear it with me talking there, Roger?
I heard diesel going on in the background.
I know it. It's going to be a permanent staple, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I got to get some coffee going here. I was on the morning brew, and the coffee, what do you drink in the morning? I told them I drink Irish coffee. Not Irish coffee, I'm sorry. Amish coffee.
I copy that. No, I switched. I switched to decaf. Caffeinated coffee messes with your flow match there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know if you like to hear that in the morning. They come up at 7, they finish at 9. I can give you the frequency. You just put it there and listen to it in the morning, if you're up in the morning.
I think I got it at 4437.
No, I think it's 443075.
Okay, I got it. I got the radio. I got that Redivis R87 out of my Jeep. I got that inside here. I was going to hook it up here and talk on it. I still might. I got to bring it in and clean it. It's got a bunch of crumbs and stuff and dirt and everything getting into the controls and the buttons on it. So I brought it in to clean it. Clean it up a little bit there, Roger.
Roger that. I'm going to have some of that coffee. Good bro coffee. Amish coffee. You take care. We'll talk again anyhow. WIUG 48.
Copy that. Talk at you later, Jack. WRZX 218, and we're monitoring.
WSBQ 996, you have a copy. This is WRWB 49. Once again, this is WRWB 49 calling WSBQ 996. You there, Paulie? Negative copy on WSBQ 996. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WRTY 506, listen.
This is WSID 817, taking a break from work, going on a walk, monitoring.
USDM 993 mobile, monitoring.
WSDT 572, standing by.
WSCI 783 to station 213. Station 213, do you copy? WSCI 783, clear.
Station 993, Chad, you still listening? This is 817. Alright, no answer from station 993. I will continue to monitor. This is WSID 817.
WSCG 572, clear.
WSBM 993, portable monitoring.
WSBM 993 portable for radio check.
See that 993 coming in real clear. This is WSID 817.
Appreciate you, 817. Hope your day is going well. Appreciate it very much. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
WSBM 993, WADG 959. Hard to imagine Chad without a radio on.
WADG 959,
clear and monitoring.
It's on about a half hour ago.
WSBM 993 portable monitoring.
WSBM 993, WATG 959. You okay, Chad?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring. Station, you're not holding the repeater.
This is WRKM 801 monitoring. This is WRKM 801. Can I get a radio check, please?
This is fine. Did not catch the call, but it's coming through loud and clear.
Appreciate that. Thank you for the talk back. WRKM 801 monitoring.
WRBG 829 clear.
Yep, I can hear you. I can hear you good. I can hear you good.
WSGG772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
Station 959, Rick, are you around? WSBM 993. Station 959, Rick, WSBM
993.
Is this Rick, 959? Yeah, I was wondering, can I call you on the phone? You're breaking up. Is anybody able to call you on the phone?
There, is that better?
Yeah, that's better. TV20 came today. I don't know if you're available or not today, or if it's another day, but just wanted to let you know.
Chad, we already had this conversation. You get it. You tell me you got it. You tell me when you're on your way. You come.
I'm aware of that. I just wanted to make sure that it was, convenient for you and that you were feeling up to it and stuff like that. I didn't want to, bombard or overwhelm you or anything. So, if you can do it today, great, excellent. We can get it done today. I can head out that way in a little, probably, let me see what time it is here, 3:40. I don't know, about an hour and a half or so, I could probably leave and head out that way if that works. It might be sooner than that, but I'm guessing maybe an hour and a half possibly.
Yep, that's fine. Just let me know when you're almost here. I'll be ready for you.
I got to write your call. I always get your call sign wrong. Give me your call sign one more time, Rick.
WITG959.
WITG959, got it. All right, yeah, sounds good. I'll probably get with you then. I'll probably be leaving probably in about an hour and a half or so to head out. Then I'll let you know when I'm on my way. Like I said, it could be maybe even be a little bit sooner than that, but we'll definitely get it done and give you a holler when we start heading that way. Appreciate you as always. Thanks again, WSBM 93.
All righty then. I will see you in a little bit then. WITG 959, clear and monitoring.
Good. I can tell you're mobile, though. You got that
mobile noise in there with you, but you're sounding good, nice and loud, okay?
Yeah, roger that. As long as you can hear me, we're coming in clear. So, I guess these mobiles do work. So, good enough. Well, I'll give you a call when I hit the house, so keep your phone by you. Make sure it's plugged in.
Yeah, all right, man. It's here next to me, and, you know, go ahead and just give me a ring when you get in.
Roger, roger, roger. Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot, 902. I'll be standing by on the side and monitoring. Hope I said that right.
Yeah, you said that right. All right, I'll talk to you in a minute. WSMC 793 minor.
WRTX 930.
WSTI 432 monitoring. WITT, WITT 959, WSTM 993, copy. WITT 959, WSBM 993. WSBM 993, clear monitoring.
Hey, Chad.
Go ahead, is this Dave? 7 or 59, or is this Dave?
Yeah, I see that you called me.
Can I see you real quick on your cell phone? I wanted to ask you something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I appreciate it. WSB
793. WSOZ 793 minor.
WITG 959, WSDM 993, copy, Rick.
Yeah,
okay. Hey, Roger, I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be leaving my house here in about 5-10 minutes to start heading your way. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
All righty, see you in a little bit.
Copy that. WSBM 993 clear.
WITG 993
clear. Okay.
WSID 817 monitoring.
The FGU 844 mobile and monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got a copy?
Hello, Kevin. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I got a question to ask that. I got my thing updated today. And what he did is he made Detroit Fire all Detroit Fire, you know, the Fire Scene 1, Fire Scene 2. But the problem I got, he didn't do, and I thought he put it on, probably a mistake. The only thing he doesn't have in there now is Detroit Main Dispatch, because I found out how to go on my G4 and look at what channels are on the zone. And he's got everything in there except for the Main Dispatch, and same with Detroit EMS. He didn't put the Main Dispatch in there, but before I had both. I had Detroit EMS Main Dispatch and Detroit Fire Main Dispatch.
No. Yeah, you're going to have to call him and let him know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was probably by accident because it's hard to see that stuff, you know, on the program. So, yeah, that's the only thing he's got to do is add the Main Dispatch. Because I was listening to Detroit, and I had my scanner on my phone, you know, and I was waiting for it to go off. And when it went off on my phone, it didn't go off on my radio. And the same thing with Detroit EMS was the same thing. So it's just a minor thing, but I had it before, and then now it's gone.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you gotta call him up and see if you can go back and see him again. Nah, that sucks, man. But it happens.
Yeah, affirmative. So, but yeah, on the county fire, I got everything on there except for I went on there and I didn't see Sterling Heights fire on there. Hey, for St. Clair County, what are those like 7-4? What is their fire dispatch? Does it say St. Clair Fire Dispatch, or is it different?
When you look on a fire radio from one of the fire departments, it'll be 74F911, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I got that on there. Yeah, that's copy that, and I tried hospitals on it, too. I got them in here, too, surprisingly, but I got them on there, too, so. Oh, and he added Salford Fire and the TACOM Fire, he added them, too, so I got them now, too.
Roger, roger. I better say my ID. I didn't do it when I answered you. WSTU 844 is my ID.
Yeah, so Tommy had a procedure today. She was hurting a little bit. I felt bad for her. I couldn't go in the room with her, but I heard her make a couple of noises in there, but she's rushing right now. I don't know how her pain is, but so.
Copy that, but everything went okay, though?
Yeah, for now. Then the next thing, it's going to be the ablation with it. I think the nerve or something like that, that'll be the next thing, so. But it's going to be a while because I guess her doctor's going out of the country on vacation or something like that, so.
Yeah, roger, how nice. She's got the nerves, they burn the nerves to freeze them or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's the next step. Yeah, that's what they do, so.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, Kelly had all that stuff done, and that didn't work, and then she had to have surgery where they, I forgot, they they put a cage around the area where they had to redo.
Yeah, copy that.
Screws and bolts. Almost bionic.
Yeah, there you go. Are you at home or are you in your truck?
I'm in my truck. I'm on my way home from work. It was a late day. Had a lot of spills out there, and I started late because there was a bunch of traffic on Van Dyke. I left the house a little later, too, I guess.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's when you had Gary do it. I wish I could learn how to program and things myself. I mean, you see him doing it, it looks easy, but he gets the stuff off of radio reference, he gets it.
Yeah, roger. Well, if you guys got a good computer at home, and then there's a website that you can go to. It tells you all that on YouTube. I don't remember what the site was.
Yeah, copy that, yeah. Because then you got to go to Unication site there and go in there and do what you got to do. But, like I said, I don't know. I want to do it, but I don't want to go in there and screw something up. You know, I'd have to be there actually watching how the person does it, you know.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I tried doing it one time, and it didn't work for me.
Yeah, copy that.
You work next?
I work tomorrow and Thursday, so I won't be able to go see him probably till Friday if he's around, hopefully. If not, well, then I'll have to wait till next week. No big deal. It's not no big deal. It's just you got to go in there and put the thing in. That's all.
Yeah, copy that. You got his you have his cell phone number. Give him a text.
No, I kind of asked him. Maybe he doesn't want to give it to me. I the only way I can get a hold of him is on Messenger. So.
Roger that. Well, yeah, send him instant message. Thought I had his number. Because I ran into him somewhere one time, and I don't remember. It's been a while, but I thought I had his number.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, what I did is I made a video like he did with me with my thing, and I went through the thing and showed him the frequencies that were in there. I think it's like DFD, FD1 or something like that, Fire Dispatch.
I think that's what it is. I've got it on mine, but, yeah. I can't look right now as I'm driving, but, yeah. It's raining there by you?
I don't really know. I went and cut the front and back grass, because the back grass looked like a jungle back there, but, it was sprinkling. Yeah, it looks like it might just be sprinkling a little bit. I mean, the paving's not wet yet.
Yeah, copy that. So, repeater maintenance really did well for you, didn't it? You can talk off anywhere in the house now?
Yeah, I'm in the, right now I'm in the my fire room, but, yeah, I talked to the guy at the radio department today, and I told him, I said, yeah, tell your buddy over that works with you here, I said, that did the trick for my radio, and he says, yeah, he said, that's good. He said something that, the repeater up there, if I remember, it was like 20 years old. I don't know if that's what he was trying to, the thing up there was like 20 years old or something, but he said the thing still works. They just had to do some stuff on it, so I don't know. Maybe I misunderstood him.
You might be right, but, well, yeah, there's a couple other repeaters. I think there's the 70-centimeter handband Vermont Clements is up there, and then the 2-meter repeater is up there also for Mont Clemens and for the Skywarn.
Yeah, affirmative. Yeah, I told him, I said,
it works good now. I said, before I could hire him, but I said, my buddy, I talked to him. He lives in Lapeer. And when you got the thing fixed, he said, man, he said, I can't believe how good you sound now.
Roger, roger.
Yeah, so I went in there like he told, sorry to keep talking about it, but the G4, I went in there and I figured out myself and I went to the different zones. And they had, you know, my zones in there like fire and that. So I can go in there and see what's programmed in there.
That's a good thing. Now that you learn how, where you can pause the talk group or delete it while the pager is on.
I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if you know how to do it, but I just go in there and scroll and it shows the talk group and it'll tell you like what's on that channel, you know, what's in there. But yeah, I don't know about that other stuff. You might know how to do it.
Yeah, it's just when the talk group is operating or someone talking on it, like for mine, down on the left-hand corner it says hold, and the left-hand bottom corner says, oh, I'm sorry, the left-hand corner, lower left-hand corner says hold, and the right bottom corner says block. So, and then when you hit the button again, it'll stop holding it, and then if you turn the radio off, it'll unblock it.
Yeah, I might have it on there, but I don't. There's nothing on the bottom there except for the. I'll send you a picture of it later, but there's no hold on it or anything, and I forgot to ask them how you do that. But yeah, it's not unless the G4 doesn't have it. It's in the G5 does. I don't know.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look into it.
Yeah, that's a firm. Well, I just wanted to get on the radio and let you know about Tanya, and just wanted to ask you about that fire frequency, but like I said, no big deal. I'll get it fixed. So, all right, Sherman, I'll talk to you later. I know you're driving, too, and I don't want to distract you. So, WSHR 566, clear after your last.
No problem, Kevin. I'm glad everything went well with Tanya, and hope she's the pain eases up on her. So yeah, I know how it is with watching Kelly go through it, and that's terrible. So, okay, you have a good evening. Maybe we'll chat at you later, if not for sure tomorrow. So have a good evening, and tell Tanya that we said hi, and I'll talk to you later. WSCU 844.
WSCM 993 mobile monitoring.
Good evening there, Chad. How's it going, WSGU 844?
Good evening, 844. Sherman, going pretty well. Out there traveling today on the road.
Traffic is moving pretty good. It's a little rainy. But, yeah, other than that, everything is good.
Roger that. Yep, about the same here too. It's kind of rainy and that as well over this way. You must just be getting out of work, eh?
Roger. Yep, just coming into Romeo here on M53.
Hey, copy that. If you don't mind me asking, what kind of work do you do?
I work for Frito-Lay. I sell potato chips. How about yourself? What do you do?
That's pretty cool, then. I do like DoorDash and Grubhub and, you know, delivery, stuff like that.
Copy that. Yeah, I hear a lot of people do that, so you make some good money with that?
So-so. Not really. I mean, I don't do it enough to make a
you know, a living out of it, but, you know, your prices every once in a while for some extra money, you know.
Yeah, copy that. How long has it helped you with the bills and your toys?
Copy that. So you, deliver the chips and stuff like that, go in and, like, delivery, or you do sales, or...
Do the sales and the delivery. Yeah, it's at Mont Clements, Chesterfield, Macomb Township. Been doing it for about 21 years now.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really cool, man. That's pretty cool. That's what's up, for sure. That's pretty cool. Probably get free potato chips and stuff out of the deal, too, eh?
Yeah, not really. They give us samples when they have new stuff come out. But no. But yeah, sometimes I take some scale foam with me when I have returns from the stores.
Copy that, for sure. But yeah, man, thanks for jumping in there and saying hello to me. I appreciate it, as always. Always good to be here. Safe travels home, and be safe out there. And we'll definitely do it again, my friend. WSBM 993, mobile, clear and monitor after your final.
Roger, roger. Yeah, good talking to you, Chad. Have yourself a good evening there, and stay safe, and we'll chat at you later. WSGU 844. We'll be in on the monitoring side.
WSID 817 monitoring. How you doing, Sherman? How you doing, Chad? Hope you guys are having a good day.
Oh, Mike, how we doing?
I got my hands full, you know, as usual, but I won't be able to relax until a little bit, you know, later tonight, but I am, even though it's raining a bit, I am going to cook some burgers. One of my buddies came over, and we're going to, he's curious about the radios, too. He's thinking about getting his GM.
WSGU 844. Awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chad, if you're still out there.
After that, 817, pretty good on this end, my friend. Hope everything's going well your way, and you're doing okay. Wanted to jump in there and say hello, and you enjoy your evening there, WSGU 993.
Yeah, cool. All right. Yep, I'll let you, especially Chad, I want to let him drive safely. I don't want to distract him too much, but Mr. Sherman, yeah, it's been nice. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Roger, well, appreciate that. Good to hear yours also. Hope all's well, and enjoy those burgers, and yeah, hope you can get your buddy, in the GMRF. It's a fun hobby. I enjoy talking to all of you guys. So yeah, we're all going to have to meet up sometime.
Yeah, well, I was working on the grill and Ben was listening in. He's like, well, one guy does this and the other guy does that. I'm like, oh, I knew it. I knew Chad did that. I just had a feeling. So, but yeah, that's an interesting. I wonder if he's ever delivered to my place, because I get DoorDash fairly frequently. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah. Well, he doesn't live too far from you, so you never know.
Yeah, copy that. Well, all right. Yeah, it's good to hear you guys. You guys always sound really good over the radio. So, yeah, we'll have to meet up and maybe get some dinner sometime. That'd be fantastic to, you know, go as a group or something. So yeah, I'll go back to the monitoring side for now, and you know, 73s and all that. I'll be monitoring later on tonight after I get done with dinner, and playing StarCraft 2 against my buddy Ben, and you know, absolutely demolishing him and demoralizing him. yep, 73, WSID 817.
Roger. Yeah, don't hurt him too bad now. So, yeah, enjoy the video games and dinner, and yeah, we'll chat to you later. WSCU 844, and we'll be monitoring.
WSCC 462 monitoring.
WSHW 556. Somebody out there was just call button. They were transmitting music.
WSBM 983 mobile monitoring. WSGH922, WSBM 993 mobile, copy. WSGH922, WSBM 993, copy. No copy on WSGH922, WSBM 993, mobile, clear and monitoring. WSAA336, WSBM 993, copy. WSBM 993, clear.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG, waiting. WIUG, waiting, clear.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSID 375 testing handheld. Anyone copy?
WSIV 375, this is WRMQ 805. I hear you loud and clear.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome, anytime.